Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
They need shooting bad.
Hey, Bonte, have you heard about the new Joe Shasky podcast called The Butcher Shop? Have you heard about that? You have?
Been a guest,
really?
Once or twice.
Wow. Yeah. Catch all the unfiltered thoughts.
Gotta get them takes off.
All the unfiltered thoughts. That means you can swear on this thing? You're not doing that, are you?
What?
Dropping some F-bombs? What
no,
are you doing?
We don't swear.
Oh, okay.
No,
we don't swear.
Shasky's never sworn once in his life.
Never. You could talk Giants, Warriors, 49ers, and the rest of the sports world with Joe Shasky there. Listen wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to subscribe and give a review about what you like and specifically what you don't like. What? Hey, Joe, what'd you guys talk about the latest episode?
So I did a top five reasons. Look, there's a million questions. Everyone's got previews. You did a preview pod. So
yep,
I didn't do
did
a preview
season,
pod.
Yeah.
I'll give you my top five reasons why I love
Please.
This year's Warriors team.
Can we get some?
Number five.
Thank you. We need the music, Bonte. It's real.
Number five.
You don't know about
number
this music.
Five.
No, now I do.
Singular focus on a championship. The last couple of years, it's been, hey, we just want to play meaningful games. Well, now the owner, all the way on through, from Dunleavy to the coach to the team, even the young guys, as well as the old guys, it's all about winning one championship in the next 2 years. Singularly focused. Number four.
Number four.
Quantum leaps.
Ooh.
Who is going to take a quantum leap forward? We see this every year in sports. We all think it's Kuminga, but it ends up being Pods. We all think it's Pods. It ends up being Moody.
Let's throw Guy Sanchez in there.
Maybe it's Guy Santos.
Guy Santos. We haven't talked about him.
You know?
He worked on a three-point shot this offseason.
Oh. It could be Quinn Post.
Hey, Guy Santos, sneaky player alongside
the Brazilian Orlando.
It could be
I'm not
Richards.
Mad at Guy Santos.
So, like, the way I view it, the fourth best thing about the Warriors.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's this year and why I love them is because one unexpected player will take a leap forward.
Yep.
And that's always the beauty of sports.
Yep.
Number three.
Number three.
The old wise men. Adding Al
James?
Horford to the mix of the old wise men. And I put Ron Adams in there. I put Steve Kerr in there. I put even Dunleavy in there. You're talking about decades of NBA understanding when it comes to this team. And Horford and Jimmy and Steph and Dre, having all the old wise men together. And I would throw Buddy Hield. He's sneaky older than you think he is. Seth Curry, sneaky older than you think he is. I'm excited to see the old wise men one last time unite against all these young whippersnappers in the league.
Bonte, can you explain the Seth Curry situation? There's been a lot been made about the when they're signing him, bringing him back.
Yeah, they're in the first apron. You don't want to go into the second apron, so they got to wait till November to do some roster maneuvering. So he'll be back in November, mid-November.
Right, number two on why number I love two. The Golden State Warriors this year. Steph Curry. Normally, he's number one in everything.
He was playing like it was game 50.
Oh, no.
The intensity, like, he does not want to lose. So, having Steph Curry, and there's an emptiness to how last season ended. They really felt like they could beat the Minnesota Timberwolves and roll the dice against Oklahoma City in a Western Conference final. And I was taken away from him after he got hurt 13 minutes into game one of that second round series against the T-Wolves.
Hey, but he won it all back when he shot a 49 with Bryson DeChambeau at Lake Merced Golf Club. And has over 6
this
million views.
This guy loves that video so much. I think he's watched it a million
Bryson
times.
DeChambeau, and Bryson DeChambeau might be the biggest douchebag in all
of sports. Best friends.
He is a douche,
Bryson
dude. I can't do it. I mean, his Ryder Cup performance, the match performance. The guy's a tool. I can't believe Steph. Steph can do what he wants.
He is called Bryson DeChambeau.
That disappointed me. Why didn't he play with Rory? Go play with Brooks Koepka. Go play with Dustin Johnson. Why Bryson? Go play with John Rahm.
He should be playing
with John Rahm. Why you got to play with Bryson DeChambeau?
None of those guys are in the GOAT
conversation.
That
guy was down five shots on a Sunday to Ryder Cup, and we're giving him credit. Oh, my God, Bryson DeChambeau rallied in the Ryder Cup.
Did you watch the video at all?
Some of it. I just can't stand Bryson. I can't stand him.
I love how goofy he is. Number one. The number one reason why I love this year's 2025-2026 Warrior team, and I would love to hear your guys' opinions.
Please.
A full season of Jimmy Butler. We only saw a snapshot. I don't know what to make of it other than, wow, they were really good, and they look completely different once he got here. I want to see what a full season of Jimmy Butler looks like. Are there going to be ego issues? Are there going to be load management issues, health issues? Are there enough balls to go around in terms of shot selection? I don't know, but like I'm excited for it. So those are my top five reasons why I love this year's Warrior team.
And you know what? Out of all the Bay Area teams, I think – we always say appreciate Steph, right? Appreciate Stephen Curry, 37 years old, starting year number 17, all with the Golden State Warriors. But also, what the heck? It's like we got new curtains. What's going on here?
Our windows are being washed right now in the 10th
windows
floor.
Windows are being washed. Scared the hell out of me. Hi. How you doing, buddy?
He's
what's up,
in.
Man?
He's locked
You're
in.
He's locked in.
Come on.
So it's 95.7 a game.
You enough to do that.
Maybe. Yeah, Vontae's thinking about it.
You get paid a lot of good money. Probably better than what we get paid. But also the Warriors. We think about it, the NBA and NBC, and I heard you guys earlier talking about the Warriors were never on the NBA and NBC. I think the only time they were on the NBA on NBC was when they were in the playoffs against the Phoenix Suns, with Chris Webber's rookie year. Those games were on NBC. Game two was on NBC.
What year was that?
93, 94.
Yeah.
So it was a long time.
I was
but they
eight
never,
months old.
They never got the primetime games. It was always the Bulls. It was always the Midwest teams, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas. Really mostly Houston and San Antonio. Then you had the morning East Coast games, Indiana, Orlando, New York. But the Warriors are going to be on NBA and NBC. But also, we're here talking about whether or not the Warriors can make a run at a championship. This thing's been going on since 2012, dude. Think about that. The Giants have been to one postseason in the last 9 years.
And they've missed two, I guess, essentially.
The play-in game, the play-in year.
When they lost to Memphis and the Lakers.
And then the year with Chris Paul. Where they basically lost the play-in to the Kings.
The Kings' high watermark.
Yeah, that is. No,
that is the Kings' high watermark.
Yeah. I thought that was going to be a rivalry, and then they just,
And here we are talking about the Kings. Yeah. Right, and here we are talking about the four wise men, the unction, with Al Horford, Steph.
The unction.
Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green. That's what they're calling it, the unction. And then you got these young guys in Pods and Kuminga and Moody, and we're hoping somebody takes a leap, and they're still trying to roll the dice and win the championship. It's been going on for 13 years. Well, it's pretty impressive.
To your point, Bonte, it's still those guys running the league, and I know LeBron's not playing for the Lakers, but you got on opening night in the NBA, who do you got? You got Kevin Durant, you got Stephen Curry still. Those the old men, the old guard. I felt some type of way, I got to be honest. Thursday Night Football last week, Joe Flacco versus Aaron Rodgers, I was like, that's probably not going to happen again. Those two guys playing against this guy. Like, they should be done. They should be over.
But
Flacco ain't on Durant's level.
Not even close.
You and Flacco.
Right.
He Can I just wax poetically about the changing of the guard? You guys get so upset when I bring up just Joe Flacco.
We're not upset.
Sorry, you still have the scars.
Yeah,
he had the greatest
No. We're not upset. You just went from KD, LeBron, Steph to Joe Flacco.
Hold on. Aaron Rodgers is a part of that. He's one of the best
Aaron
of his generation.
Awesome. Aaron's awesome.
And Joe Flacco
Aaron
won a lot of good playoff games and won a Super Bowl.
But
relax,
Joe Flacco on the level KD, Steph, LeBron.
Some players would kill for Joe Flacco's playoff career. He's incredible. He's been really good in his career. Sleep on him if you want. I'm not.
No, I hate him.
I know you do. Because what he did against your Niners in the Super Bowl. Tough scene.
It's the same reason why I hated Phil Sims.
There you go. Hey, do you hate Tony in Oakland?
No.
Tony in Oakland. Good morning,
this is
Tony.
My girl. Wait a minute. Is this the 2024 Roaster of the Year?
Yes, it is. Bonte, the voice of Bonte, is back in the house.
What's up, Tony? Hey, I missed you. Were you at the Labor Cup? Tony, I was looking for you at the Labor Cup.
The voice that launched 1,000 ships.
No.
Anyway, but you know what?
Don't give me that credit.
With me, because when I was in D.C., I think I told Sam that this guy from Ghana, I was in the airport, and he goes, "Is that Tony from Oakland? I'd know her voice anywhere."
Wow.
It was hilarious. And he was bringing a team to Ghana, and he wanted me to go with them and get him into the zone.
Oh, my gosh. Tony, were you at the Laver Cup? I was looking for you.
No, I wasn't. But you know what? I mean, do we have great teams or what? I think I told Sam, we're going to the Super Bowl. You know why? That new DC. What's his name?
Robert Saleh.
Robert whatever.
Saleh.
That guy's got the stuff. I hope our boy Shannon gets some laryngitis, and this dude could be the ear and the mic to our quarterbacks. You know how great they would be?
What about the Warriors, Tony? What about the Warriors, Tony?
Well, you know, I haven't looked, you know what I mean? I don't really need to study them. I just have to see when they step on the court what they bring. And who cares the age of Curry? That guy just gets in with divinity, right? He's got the warrior ethos. Do you know what that is, Bonte?
I don't know. Can you explain? Please explain.
The warrior ethos is when an E uncurls the base of your spine like a snake, right? The kundalini, and you get in the mix with divinity, and then you can be whatever age, and suddenly you get all this power. So it does behoove everyone to sit their butt down and try to get in with it and contemplate its will, because you could be like Curry. He could go to the age of 50.
Oh, wow. Hey, Tony, I missed you. It's been a while since I've been in the zone.
Yeah, but you know what, Bonte? We got to do that thing where you and I, we interview someone and we'll get whoever calls in into the zone. You know what I'm saying? You've got the stuff.
Tony, did you have thoughts on Bill Belichick?
Oh, yes, I do. And my thoughts are, it's hard to go from the A team to the Z team. Those people on his team, North Carolina, anyway, they don't have any stuff. Cal's got fire. So the fire is when, you know, you're mixing it with spirit. But poor Belichick, it's hard to, you know, I used to teach and few people get that fire. And then you're bored the entire time, unless they're, you know, mixing it up with you, right?
Tony, do you think Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend, has the stuff?
Wait a minute. Who is this?
Thank you. That's Tony in Oakland right there. The roaster of the year in 2024, which leads us now to Fast Five.
Morning. How you doing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.